Good morning, this is John Zanker with the Morning Coffee Comments for Thursday, October 17th. Corn futures are under some mild pressure this morning, which might be considered a small victory, all things considered. We're now officially in the middle of harvest and dealing with the heaviest hedge pressure of the season. Historically, we used to talk about a bottom being set in once we passed the 50% mark, but we typically haven't had a 49-cent bounce off the lows ahead of that mark. That low of 385 was struck on August 26, which was before the concerns surged over dry weather in both North and South America. Both of those concerns have been softened somewhat, but I suspect they'll return before the calendar hits 2025. Unfortunately, for basis and futures, we have a record yielding crop that needs to be tucked away somewhere, and that's not going to be an ultra-smooth process in all areas. Low drafts on the Mississippi River are adding to the problem, and there isn't much end in sight for that issue. Soybean futures have had a rough week, and additional damage is being seen this morning. The November contract is currently down 7 cents to 973, which is only 18 cents above the contract low hit on August 16. There isn't much more to add here that wasn't covered in the corn section, aside from the fact that soybean harvest is much further along than corn in most areas. I suspect that any harvest hedge pressure will be dried up before the week is over, which will shift the focus back to supply and demand. Given how dry it's gotten, both in the dirt and seed, I'm leaning toward the national yield slipping again next month. That could help us bounce off the lows, but then we'll have to start dealing with what's going on in Argentina and Brazil on a daily basis. That's anybody's guess at this point, but the planting concerns are fading away quickly for both countries. Wheat futures are trying to hold the line this morning with the December contract currently up a penny to 586. Not much new is going on for this commodity, and I don't see that changing greatly anytime soon. There is some water being forecasted for our hard red areas, but it's not looking as robust as it was earlier in the week. The 8 to 14 is putting some water over the majority of our soft red areas, which will be greatly welcomed by our friends and customers in that area. Wall Street saw a healthy rebound yesterday from its mild debacle on Tuesday, with the Dow surging 337 points to settle at 43,077. The gains for the S&P and NASDAQ were not quite as strong, but were healthy nonetheless. The dollar index has continued its rebound off the 30-month low seen on September 27th, and the bounce has been impressive. It's not been welcomed by those of us in the commodity business, but it's been impressive nonetheless. The index is currently sitting at 103.55, which is almost 3.5 points above that long-term low. That's a big move. It's not been a good week for the energy markets, with crude's latest tick of 70.71 being nearly $5 below Friday's close. Part of the loss can be attributed to a statement out of Israel that they will only be targeting Iran's military assets and not their oil infrastructure. That doesn't totally erase the supply concerns coming out of that area, but nonetheless, it certainly has added to the bearishness. With no major production concerns looming anywhere else, we're in a classic bear market where supply is running ahead of demand. The National Radar map is mostly quiet again this morning, aside from a light system currently hovering just east of the Pacific Northwest. The 7-day projected is trying to put some much-needed water into our hard red wheat areas, but the mounts are looking less impressive than they were yesterday. After a brief bout with some frostiness, temperatures will be surging back to above normal levels throughout the 14-day period. The good news on the domestic front is that there is currently no frost on my petunias. Down south, the morning maps continue to show a solid but not spectacular rain event for both Argentina and Brazil. This material should be construed as cash grain market commentary provided by JC's Anchor and is not intended to refer to any derivatives, trading strategy, or promotional element. And that is all for this morning. Thank you for listening. I hope your day is a productive one. And as always, let's be safe out there.